Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
And I also want to take my opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day to all the babies' mamas, all the mamas and the mamas' mamas, and the grandmothers and the stepmoms, the spiritual mums and the foster mums. I want to say to you also a big God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. And to you, thank you for all that you've done and continue to do also. Well, I have a message today, not just for mums, but for people of all nations and generations. And so as we come around God's word today, I'd like to share with you just one of the many reasons why God was able to use Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the most famous mother in all of the Bible. And so let's turn right now to Gateway Word of the Week, and let's pick up God's call to a teenage girl in Mary, found in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. And we read, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when Mary saw him, she was afraid and troubled at his saying. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. For behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" You know, Mary's initial reaction to God's call in her life was one of fear. And Mary encountered what I would call three typical kinds of fears which are common to all of us. Number one, the fear of inadequacy. And this kind of fear asks the question, can I really fulfill and handle this call of God and responsibility? Number two, the fear of uncertainty. And this kind of fear asks the question, what kind of change does this mean for me, my family, my friends, and my future? And number three, the fear of controversy. This kind of fear likes to ask the question, what are people going to say about me and what are they going to think about me? Are they going to think that I'm crazy? And I'm sure that these kinds of fears are common to all of us on one level or another. And so when it comes to the call of God in Mary's life, I see that there's a battle and that there's a tension taking place in Mary's heart, a battle between faith, God's idea for her life, and a battle of fear, man's idea for her life. But what's interesting to me about faith and about fear is that both demand that we believe. Both faith and fear demand that we believe in something that we cannot see and in a future that doesn't yet exist. And in actual fact, it takes the same amount of time and energy to be fear-filled as it does to be faith-filled. And so my encouragement to you is choose to be faith-filled. But one of the main reasons why God was ultimately able to use Mary, who became a gateway of change for the generations and the nations to come, was because Mary, she rose above her fears and she makes both a bold declaration and personal affirmation, which is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, where she says, "Behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me, God, according to your word." You see, in the end, Mary allowed God's messenger through the angel Gabriel to get through to her, which meant that God's word got on the inside of her and God was then able to do a great thing through her. You know, a few verses later in Luke chapter 1, Mary also declares, some have actually said that this was a song that Mary wrote based on the revelation that she had with the encounter with God. And it says in verses 46 to 49, she said, said, "My soul, it magnifies the Lord." So she went from being initially fear-filled to being faith-filled. And she goes on to say, "And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And as I begin to close my message today, and then we'll pray, I just want to say that God wants to do great things for you. But first of all, he needs to get through to you, and then he can do the greater things through you. You know, a day like Mother's Day can raise different kinds of emotions for so many people. And so I'd like to speak a prophetic word of encouragement from the Lord over all of our mums today, whether you're a mother in the natural, a spiritual mum, a foster mum, a stepmum. I just want to say that this prophetic word of love and of liberty and of life applies to all of you. And so, you know, if we were all on site today, it's in this moment that I would ask all of the mums to stand. And so wherever you are today, if you're hearing my voice, even when it comes to watching this replay, I want to invite you to stand right now. Why don't all the mums stand right now? Because I want to declare this word over you. And just allow, as it were, your children or your family to surround you. Perhaps someone is thinking right now, but I don't have any of my family around me today. It's just me in an empty house. Well, I want to invite you to stand as well, because you stand in the presence of the Lord. And I just know that our Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, is going to touch your life on the inside in a very special way. So I just want to give a big round of applause for all of our mums today. We love you. God bless you. And we just thank God for you. And so the word that I want to declare over your life today is this. It's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, this is God's word to you. Now, come on. It says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate, think upon these things, the things which you learned, the things which you received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. And now let me pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for every mama who can hear my voice. Lord, I declare, just as the angel Gabriel declared to Mary in Luke chapter 1, I declare that they are highly and divinely favored. And I pray, Lord God, that you would help them to continue to get their minds right when it comes to aligning their thoughts with your thoughts toward them. Because Lord, I just know that when we get the mind right, we get life right. And I just declare and thank you that every mama is doing better than they think, in Jesus' name. And so to all the mums, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you continue to do. And, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 also declares that you are an aroma of life leading to life. Before we move on to a very special Mother's Day video presentation, I want to give someone the opportunity to respond to Jesus. You know, I grew up in a church where I was taught that, you know, praying to Mary, Saint Mary, and to the other saints was a good spiritual habit and practice. When I became a Christian and a follower of Jesus, I soon learned that there's nothing in the Bible that actually encourages us or tells us to pray to Mary or to any other saint except Jesus. And I used to actually wonder about this even before I got a revelation of Jesus. I used to think to myself, why go and pray to this saint to meet that need and another saint to meet another need that saint seemed to kind of, you know, project manage or oversee? Why pray to all these other saints when you can just go to the top, go to Jesus, who also hears every prayer? And so the scripture actually tells us that there's only one person that we can pray to. And in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life. No one comes to the Father, no one gets into heaven except by me. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, it says, for there is only one God and there is only one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. And so this was like a revelation to me that there's only one that you can pray to, and that's Jesus. And but you know, I've been talking today about how God, first of all, through the messenger of Gabriel, but perhaps I'm, you know, well, I'm God's messenger in this moment right now. God, first of all, had to get the word through to her, and then in her, then God could do a great thing through her. Well, I want to give someone the opportunity for Jesus to get on the inside of you. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, Jesus said, here I am. And I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens up the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. And so for whatever reason today, if you know that, you know, you're far from God, and I want to invite you to pray a prayer after me. And it's a prayer of salvation. It's a prayer that says, God, forgive me of all my sins. I give my life to you. I invite you to come in so that you could do great things in me and through me to the glory of God. And so if I'm talking to you today, can I invite you to pray this prayer, both you and your spouse, your child, your parent, whoever's in that room with you, why don't you pray this prayer together? Are you ready? I'll pray a line, then you pray after me. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I come before you this day and I humbly ask that you would forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life and use me for your glory. Lord, I thank you that I have a purpose. It's a God-given purpose. It's a purpose to love and serve you by loving and serving others in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. If you prayed that prayer today, would you please consider going to our webpage and clicking a button at the top right-hand corner of the webpage. It's called I'm New. And why don't you just click that and tell us today whether you've given your heart to Jesus or, you know, you just have some questions, or perhaps you've got a prayer request or a praise report. Click that link and one of our team will be in touch with you. Well, God bless you so much. About a week ago, I messaged a number of our mothers and I asked if they would consider bringing a Mother's Day greeting to all of our mums. And usually, if we were on site, we would have a special gift for all of our mums. But of course, obviously, we can't do that today. And so our special gift to all of the Gateway family, especially the mothers, is a very special Mother's Day video presentation. And I just want to say thank you so much to all of those who have contributed, both mums and dads and children. And so we have this presentation for you right now. Hey, why don't you just be blessed and enjoy the rest
Thanks
of the day.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway right Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered.
And have a great
to stay
day.
Engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.